Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we're joined by Kelsey Skippers with Freedom for Youth Ministries about what's happening with Freedom for Youth this fall. You know, Kelsey, you had a kind of a busy summer. You guys got a lot of activities, a lot of things going on through the summer, but now it's fall, the school's back in session, and the kids are back in session. Take us through exactly, well, if you could, recap some of the summer events and then go through what you got coming up so far this fall.
Yeah, so we had a great summer, a lot of opportunities to get out into the community. We were really grateful for the turnout that we had with our sports event this summer. Had an opportunity to see a lot of new faces and just go out and play sports and kind of be with the kids out where they want to enjoy their time during the summer. So it was a great opportunity to do that. We had a car wash this summer, just overwhelmed by the community support through that. And just having our regular programs with our elementary kids at the park was an awesome time, just to be able to study God's word, but also just be out and enjoying the park and all that summer entails. And so going into this fall, we're once again still at Habitat for right now and meeting at the library with our elementary kids. And so we're meeting on Mondays after school with our elementary kids from 3:30 to 5:30 with them. I'm holding program. There's been a lot of excitement with that. And so just looking forward to what that entails moving forward. And then we're meeting with our teen girls on Monday evenings from 5 to 7. So we meet with them at the library, hold dinner together, and then we move over to Habitat. And we're doing skills classes this fall. And we're also meeting with the teen guys on Thursday nights from 5 to 7 at Habitat. And these skills classes are just, we formatted them a little bit different this fall to try and get people from the community in the doors and interacting with our students. And so it's really just opening up an hour of our time for people to come in and share a skill. It could be as simple as different skills associated with getting a job, or it might be more carpentry or trade skills, things like that. Whatever people in the community are interested in doing with our students, we're welcoming them to get involved. So that's kind of what we have going on program-wise so far this fall.
And now I know you have an event coming up, well, a couple events coming up. First off, the first one I believe is October 21st, if I'm right. And take the Knoxville listeners through exactly what that is and when that's going down.
Yeah, so on the 21st of October, we're kind of having our major fundraiser for the year. It'll be a chili dinner. We're going to be over at the rural fire station here in Knoxville. It'll be a laid-back atmosphere, but just a time to learn more about what we're doing and also just share in time of food and fellowship. So it'll be a free will donation, suggested $5, but whatever. We're just wanting people to come and enjoy the evening with us. And so they can come. It's kind of come and go as you please. It'll be from 5 to 7 that evening, and we're really looking forward to it.
Now, and also following that, beginning of October, you got some more events, but you also have a little bit of a move going on. Take us through that.
Yeah, so in November, we're going to be moving to a new space. We'll be at 111 South 3rd Street. That'll be our new home where we can fully function out of, do all of our programs and hold events. So we're really looking forward to that move. The kids are excited about it. But in that, we're excited that we'll be able to participate in Living Windows from our own location this year. And so just seeing the different foot traffic and people involved in the community at that event, it's always a great event. So we're excited to be a part of that. And then kind of following shortly on its coattails, we'll hold our own open house on November 20th. And that'll just be an opportunity to make sure that all the students that we have involved are going to be able to be in the center and just welcoming people and sharing kind of what we have going on.
Now, with everything you had going on during the summer, everything you have going on during the fall, and I know you're going to continue to have things through the winter and so on, what does anybody have to do to be a part of the Freedom for Youth Ministries?
We try and make it super simple. Really, it just starts with contacting me. It can be as simple as showing up during one of our program times, and it's just a simple application that we have filled out by a parent or guardian, just for safety reasons. So we go through that, and then they're welcome to be a part of what we're doing. So checking out our Facebook page is always a great way to kind of see what events we have going on. Communicate with me from there. You can shoot me an email, give me a call. We're always welcome to anyone's questions or, just input on what we've got going on.
Thanks to Kelsey Skippers with Freedom for Youth Ministries for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAcareless.com.